106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. A lot of talk this week about affordable housing with the big decision on the old daycare lands to use 50% of it for some sort of affordable housing type of project. We have some other affordable housing coming on stream here.
We need to be doing multiple things to address this issue, and we are. We have 32 units of perpetually affordable rental housing coming online later this year. Canmore Community Housing Corporation has been building these 32 units in three sisters. If you're looking for affordable housing, a one bedroom, two bedroom, or three bedroom units, they are taking a registration of your interest now.
Oh, cool. At the Canmore Community Housing Corporation?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to canmorehousing.ca, all the information is there about what they're looking for. And the rents we're talking about range from around $850 for the one bedroom to $1,350 for the three bedroom.
That's interesting. I was curious what quote unquote affordable is these days. So I guess that's it.
These are numbers are not plucked out of the air. There is a formula that Canmore Community Housing has to follow. It's a provincial regulation. They also have been tracking what market rents are at. They know how it's been jacked up due to how the market has trended in the last 2 years. And what they're putting online is well below that.
How's that going to affect the market?
These units will be filled up with people who either are new to the community, but I'm guessing it's going to be people who are currently in a situation right now where they feel, I can't afford this. This is too much. And if you leave this system on its own, we will continue to see people priced out of rental housing in this community. But when we put on inventory that is at a lower price point, it frees up all that other housing, and maybe it'll change what the average prices are and see some of those market rents come down, because now there is competition and that competition is affordable.
32 units in MacArthur Place up in Three Sisters. And one of the criticisms I've heard from people who are against developing the old daycare lands is, what's 40 units of affordable housing going to do? Well, you put 40 units there, 32 new units here. I mean, you're just starting to add up numbers and get closer to that. What is it? 1,000 units are saying is the deficit or the target right now?
I'm not sure that I can throw my confidence into that number. Regardless of what our total number is, though, every chunk of land we can use to add however many units on makes this community more affordable for people. I look at Palliser, that's 60 units of rental affordable housing. You put on another 32. Next year, there'll be another 16 at the same site. Canmore Community Housing will have over 100 units of rental affordable housing. And that's huge, because 10 years ago, we never even thought that as a community, we should be getting into rental housing, but that is where the need is. The market is not providing this. I went to the information session and I saw the rundown of what they're putting up there in MacArthur Place. Every time it gets better. I look at Palliser, they're learning lessons from there. Our housing corporation, which is owned entirely by the town of Canmore as its sole shareholder, has become a developer of affordable housing. We're not sitting back and waiting for a magic bullet to appear from the market. Maybe I'm cynical. I don't see developers who are out there trying to make a profit significantly contributing to this pool of affordable housing that we are collecting, unless we somehow give them the incentive to do so or force them to.
Through provincial legislation, maybe that's the next step.
With an NDP government, there's possibility for changes that we have been lobbying for as resort communities that are based on tourism. Travel Alberta is pumping people into this province to visit here and driving people into our community. That affects everything down the line, including affordability. Mm-hmm. And yet we get nothing, no recognition whatsoever that this has an effect on our daily lives, our infrastructure, our affordability, our housing. So let's keep telling Cam Westhead to do something.